Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To win and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. If you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network, at BetMGM Network, over on Twitter. If you like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Monday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addy Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Packers victory over the Steelers on Sunday Night Football and what it means for both teams moving forward. I was on the Steelers' side, was looking great through 2.5 quarters, and then the rest of the game was played, and it was not a fun betting experience. But we'll unpack that game all throughout this segment here to kick off the show. But before we get into that, want to remind everybody, let us know what you like tonight in Monday Night Football. We have the Commanders at the Chiefs. I want to know your best bets. Could be a side, could be a total, could be a prop. Let us know your best bet, and please include the rationale. Put it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat, and we will give you a shout-out later on in the program. And we'll especially give you a shout-out if you do the following. A little bit of extra credit for you folks out there on this October 27th, because you look at the calendar, and you look at the betting menu, and you look at all the sports that we have this evening. Baby, we got an Equinox, sports Equinox tonight. Monday Night Football, we have Game 3 of the World Series, we have 11 games in the NBA, 2 games in the NHL. If you got a Sports Equinox parlay, put that in the YouTube chat, put that into the Twitch chat, and let us know why you like the parlay, and we'll give you a shout-out later in the program. Sports Equinox, and we got to celebrate this one tonight, because, I mean, based on my opinion with the World Series, I'm not so sure this bad boy is going to be going on after Wednesday. I'm just going to say it. I'm just not so sure this bad boy is going after Wednesday. So, like, if you don't do it tonight, we might not get the opportunity on Thursday. So let's make sure we soak this in. Sports Equinox 2025. Let's get it. Put the parlay into the chat. Your favorite bet in the NFL, NBA, World Series, NHL. And we will celebrate the Equinox later in the program. But let's go ahead and get started with what we saw last night. Because I'll say this off the top, to be frank. The football yesterday sucked. It did. But damn it, it's football. So even like the worst football, it's like pizza. Like the worst pizza is still pizza. The worst football is still football. And I think last night's game was interesting, not from a result standpoint, because the betting market thought Green Bay would win. I thought it was a coin flip game, field goal game either way, but not shocking that the Green Bay Packers win. But the game was revealing nonetheless, illuminating, if you will, after what we saw last night. And the one thing that I really took away from last night's game while watching it was, okay, what's the Green Bay Packers' realistic upside? That was the biggest thing that I took away, because early on in the first half, and we saw, I mean, the Steelers had a 16-7 lead at halftime. Excuse me. The Steelers had a 16-7 lead at halftime going into the locker room, and it's like, okay, is this going to be another one of those games for Green Bay where they're kind of just playing around and not looking all the way dialed in, and you know that they have much, much more that they could give, but for some reason, it's not clicking. Like, that thought process crossed my mind during the game, at least halfway through the game. And I'm saying this as someone who bet the Pittsburgh Steelers +3.5. But even while thinking about that, because I'm texting back and forth with my brother because he's a junkie. He loves betting this stuff. He loves watching this stuff as well. Big time Cowboys fan, just like I am. We're texting back and forth. And he's like, hey, do you still believe in the Packers? Like, this doesn't look that great. I said, yes, I believe in them. The problem with Green Bay, though, is that they major in making football look difficult. Like, that is their major. They want to sometimes make things hard on themselves, make it look way more difficult than it needs to be. But when they're clicking, it's a work of art. It's an absolute beauty. And through 2.5 quarters, they were making football look difficult, not being able to get off the field against the Steelers offense. I mean, they would get some stops in the red zone or get stops once they got into the plus territory, but still giving up points. And shout out to Chris Boswell. I mean, that dude was automatic in a very difficult place to kick. But like, Green Bay wasn't all the way dialed in. We hadn't heard much from Micah Parsons in the first half. The offense really wasn't getting going. And this is with Christian Watson reinserting himself in the lineup after tearing his ACL this past January. But as it often happens in every Packers game, the switch flips. It flips. And they turn it on, and it's scary. Because what we saw in the back half of the third quarter and in the fourth quarter was Super Bowl good. It's that good from the Green Bay Packers. You put a list of teams together, who can win the Super Bowl? Green Bay better be on that list. And if they're not, you're doing it wrong. Because the Packers are that good as the lone one-loss team right now in the NFC. Green Bay is awesome. Now, can they put it together for four quarters? That remains to be seen. And there's been games where they've done it, but more often we're seeing too many of these kind of like herky-jerky performances. Like last week, we discussed in this game, we talked about spurtability. The Packers have that spurtability, to steal that line from Clark Kellogg, friend of the show, college basketball analyst for CBS. Like, the Packers have all that in a bag of chips. They are awesome. And last night, the defense, when it came time to turn things around, Micah Parsons kind of rushing from above the center, doing what he usually does as that creative pass rusher, he dominated the second half, making life hard for Aaron Rodgers, whether he was sacking him or disrupting the path of the pocket and letting other guys get to Aaron Rodgers. Like, Parsons is a game changer. You feel his presence. Jordan Love, I mean, the job he did behind center. And this might have been one of the best games, one of the more complete games for Jordan Love. 29 of 37, 360 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 0 sacks. Jordan Love was damn near perfect. And he had a stretch in that second half where he completed 20 straight passes. That is the upside for the Green Bay Packers when we talk about, can this team win the Super Bowl? It's an emphatic yes that the Green Bay Packers can win the Super Bowl. Because when the offense and Jordan Love are clicking like how they were, and the defense is clicking like how it was with Micah Parsons and that pass rush, who in the NFC is stopping that? Maybe you say the Eagles, maybe you say the Detroit Lions, and we'll see this against the Philadelphia Eagles in a couple of weeks. That's a Monday Night Football game that I'm absolutely fired up for that will go a long way in deciding who's the one seed in the NFC and who's the two seed, etc. But we've seen this team against the Detroit Lions week one. They embarrassed Detroit. They had all us wondering if Detroit was going to take a significant step back. That is the upside of the Green Bay Packers. It is to hoist the Lombardi Trophy. And you look at it over at BetMGM, and their odds, +750, makes a lot of sense. Because the betting market has a vibe, as we all do, and realizes this team is that good. And I'll say this, like, the biggest reason why I think this team is that good, it is because of the signal caller in Jordan Love. And we're seeing the maturation process, which is so funny that it took place in the game last night, given the fact that he is the successor to Aaron Rodgers, the longtime Packers quarterback, now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, the fact that it's all clicking for Jordan Love and it happened in this particular game, and we'll get into more reasons as to why, hint, hint, the Steelers defense. But just to look at Jordan Love, last night he looked like an MVP. And last night, I'm watching that game and I'm thinking to myself, this is why I bet this dude to win the MVP all throughout the summer. Because when it's clean and when he has his weapons, this dude is amazing. And now you look at the MVP market, like, Jordan Love is not one of the favorites. He's not one of the short shots. Like, there's guys like Mahomes is your favorite, who we'll see later on tonight. Josh Allen, Drake May, Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones. All these guys have shorter prices than Jordan Love, who's currently 18-1 right now over at BetMGM. I don't think that's correct, because Jordan Love, as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, right now is in line for his team to be the one seed. And statistically, Jordan Love is elite and MVP caliber. QBR, he's in the top five. EPA per play, no one's better in the NFL. Not even Drake May. Like, Jordan Love is that guy. And last night was a big performance for his MVP candidacy. And we all have the jokes. Oh, well, like, he doesn't get going until Toyotathon. And that's like in the middle of November. If he's doing this before Toyotathon, what's it going to look like in a month from now when Jordan Love is lighting defenses on fire? Jordan Love, I think, and when we have this conversation, we revisit this on Wednesday, and when we revisit this conversation a couple weeks from now, I think Jordan Love is the MVP candidate that right now is being ignored, that fast forward to 2 weeks, he will be squarely in the conversation at 18-1. But the biggest takeaway from the losers, that being the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost the AFC North. And this comes as no surprise to me, because I've been talking about this the last 10 days or so, about how the Steelers are a fraudulent team. The Steelers are not a playoff team. And we're all going to find out over these next couple weeks in primetime what the Pittsburgh Steelers are made of. And what they're made of is paper mache. They're not made of anything solid. They are fugazi. They are fraudulent, as we said, off of the loss against the Cincinnati Bengals. And last night, we saw the limitations when this team has to play a Super Bowl contender. It was pathetic. Absolutely pathetic on defense. And the Packers have great players, like Tucker Kraft. I didn't even mention him. That dude was unbelievable. 7 catches, 143 yards, 2 TDs. Like, friend of the show, not friend of the show, but, you know, like, he's a you bet favorite, Tucker Kraft. Like we all love Tucker Kraft. It might be one of the best tight end, might be the best tight end in the NFL. Steelers couldn't cover him. Steelers couldn't cover anyone. Christian Watson, they couldn't get, Jordan Love got whatever he wanted in the passing game. And I was telling Bill this earlier this morning, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense on paper should be good. Like, you can criticize the Cowboys defense, but you look at it on paper, yeah, it's no surprise they're not getting stops. They trade away their only good player in Micah Parsons. It's no surprise. You look at the Cincinnati Bengals defense. Okay, they got Trey Hendrickson. And then what? It's no surprise the Bengals can't get any stops. You look at the Steelers defense, the $160 million defense that we've been discussing throughout this season, and all the guys, the future Hall of Famers and TJ Watt, Cam Hayward. They got guys like Highsmith and Herbig and Jalen Ramsey, all these talented players. Why can't they get stops? The defense stinks. And I don't know if it's Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator, or maybe all of these guys who are household names on the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Maybe they're all over the hill. Maybe they all aged overnight and Father Time has come and knocked on the door and is whooping their ass this 2025 regular season. Maybe that's the case. But I look at that defense and they cannot stop a nosebleed. It's brutal. And if this is what it is, and I don't know why it won't be this the rest of the way, because Mike Tomlin, I don't think is going to fire Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator. They're not going to change up the personnel. Why is it going to change? Why is it going to get better? This is a defense that has been getting torched all season long. Gave up 31 to Seattle. Gave up 32 to the Jets. Gave up 32 to Green Bay last night. Gave up 33 to the Bengals last Thursday night. Like, Carson Wentz threw for 350 yards against his defense. That is how bad it is for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they're going to just be drifting in the wind as this team that plays all these over games. And you look up, take a look at that schedule, and you see the offense that's coming to town this upcoming Sunday. Boy, oh boy, get ready for that over as the Indianapolis Colts bring their league-best offense to Pittsburgh to once again be another team that has 7 yards per play, 400 plus yards, etc. Like, this is what it's going to be for Pittsburgh. And because this is what it's going to be, and you look at on the other side, what's going on in Baltimore, how can you trust the Pittsburgh Steelers? How? The Steelers can't win this division. And it's a shame because Aaron Rodgers is actually pretty solid, but I just don't know why this team is going to correct things unless they make some big move at the trade deadline. But who can they realistically get that will fix this defense? Nobody. And now BetMGM, the sportsbook where we make it legendary, has realized, as everyone else has realized, oh, Pittsburgh's just not good. Because you look at the AFC North betting market right now, you have a 2-5 Baltimore Ravens as a minus 125 favorite to win the AFC North. And typically, I'd want to push back. Typically, I'd want to say, you know what? This is crazy. They're 2-5. How can you bet that? How could Baltimore be favored? They can easily be favored when you look at the rest of their division and what Pittsburgh did last night and what the Bengals did yesterday, as well as the Cleveland Browns. So Pittsburgh, it started off well, 4-1. Everyone's very excited about this. Look at Aaron Rodgers. No one's talking about the Steelers. There's a reason why no one's been talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's because this team was never good to begin with, and they are absolutely fraudulent. And these last 10 days, they let a precious, precious lead slip away, and they have it right now. But 2 weeks from now, wouldn't shock me if the Ravens are in first place and the Steelers are right behind. On the other side, we'll discuss all the big stories from throughout the world of sports here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.